author Niecy Jordan from Ypsilanti, Michigan, and you are now listening to The Real Rap Radio Show with Waleel Archer.
Hi, this is author Terry L. Branch from Hampton, Virginia, and you are listening to The Real Rap Radio Show with Waleel Archer.
Special guest on the line, I have Mr. Ricky Nance from Nance Life Lounge. How are you?
Doing well. How are you?
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Thanks for taking the time to call in.
Yeah, no, I appreciate you having me. Thank you.
My pleasure, my pleasure. So let the listeners know what Nance Life Lounge is.
All right, so what Nance Life Lounge is, it's basically an in-home music venue down in the Virginia Highlands neighborhood in Atlanta, Georgia. And we basically will reach out to bands and artists, many of which will play on the radio and tour all around the country and the world. And we'll look for them to have any open tour dates to come play in an intimate setting in our living room.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
It is. It's really unique because most times when you go to a show or a concert, you almost feel detached. I mean, you're there because you love the music, but you feel detached from the band because the band's not really humanizing themselves by just being on stage and performing. You don't really get that personal connection with them. So when you come to the Nance Life Lounge, you're not only able to see some of your favorite bands play a live show, but you're also able to interact with them and in many cases become friends with them.
Nice, nice. And how long have you been doing it?
We've been doing this for 2 years. And I will give my wife Polly a shout out because she is the other half of the Nance Life Lounge, and she helps me with a lot of things. But we started this in October of 2016.
Okay, let's talk about it. Now, who came up with the idea to start Nance Life Lounge?
Okay, well, it's my wife and I, we've probably been to 700-800 concerts since we've been married, and we've been married for about 10 years, going on 11. And we have some friends that would have these singer-songwriters come play in their living room. Some of the artists would be obscure, some would be more well-known. But one thing that I always noticed that was it's kind of slow. It's all slow music. It's not plugged in, no microphone. And I wanted to fill a niche that wasn't being filled here in Atlanta. So what I wanted to do, I wanted to have bands come here. I hire a sound engineer. We've set up a PA system, monitors. I mean, it is a full-blown concert experience. It's really just started with my love for music and wanting to fill a niche that wasn't being filled in this Atlanta market.
And if my math served me correctly, with you and your wife, that's about 70 concerts a year?
It's a lot.
So it's almost like you're spending every weekend at a concert.
There's some weeks where we'll go to 4 concerts, and then sometimes we'll take a week or two off. But I would say anywhere between 50 and 70 shows we see a year. And that also equals a lot of money we pay out for babysitters. we love music, and we surround ourselves with people who also love music, so it's a big part of our life.
Have you ever thought about writing music or performing music?
You know, I wish that God had blessed me with just a small amount of musical talent, but no, to answer your question, I cannot play an instrument, and I can barely carry a tune. So the only time you'll ever see me singing is probably driving in the car.
Now, I have to give you some encouragement here because I interview a lot of people, and most artists that come on that teaches music say everyone has a song, everyone has hidden talent. So if you love music that much, I have to try to encourage you to keep going. Since you're going to the concerts, try to pick up that instrument and don't stop until you get it.
I think you're right, Willow. I'm staring at a bass guitar in my office that I probably haven't touched in 3 months. And when I do touch it, it's very basic stuff, but I am eager to learn, and I need to create some more time for myself to do so.
Yes, I definitely want to encourage you. Now, I'm very impressed that you go to that many concerts. I hate to ask, but where you find the money from, let alone the time? Because it's very expensive.
You know, we just make it work. I'm blessed to have a good paying job. And we just make it work. So, and I get to work from home. So my schedule is pretty open. Since I create my own schedule for work. So I kind of just work around it, and if there's a band I want to see, I put it on my calendar way ahead of time, and we just make it happen.
Okay. Now, we're going to go to a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we'll talk more about the Nance Life Lounge. So we'll be right back on Downtown Hot Radio.
Hey, this is Arthur Sammy Rich from Austin, Texas, 512, what's up? And you are now listening to The Real Rap Radio Show with Wylil Archer.
Hey, what's up? This is author Vashawn Nicole from Lexington, Kentucky, and you are now listening to The Real Rap Radio Show with Wylil Archer.
I would like to thank everyone for listening to The Real Rap Radio on Saturdays from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Download my mobile app, Wylil Archer, and the radio station mobile app,
Downtown Hot Radio.
Call to listen, 351-999-5225. And visit the website at www.downtownhotradio.com. For contests and opportunities, call 610-70-RADIO. That's 610-707-2346. And email WylilArcher@yahoo.com.
Hi, this is author Michelle V. Mitchell from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, and you are now listening to The Real Rap Radio Show with Wylil Archer.
We're back on Downtown Hot Radio. I'm your host, Wylil Archer. I still have my special guest on the line with me, Ricky Nance from Nance Life Lounge. So during the break, we was talking about how you actually got started with Nance Life Lounge. You said it had started off. Well, I'll let you say it in your own words. Let the listeners know. How did you start off?
So my wife and I, we go on this cruise every year called the Rock Boat. And for those of you who haven't heard about that, I would encourage you to go check out their website, therockboat.com. It's basically, they bill it as the world's largest floating music festival. So my wife and I, we attended this one year because we heard about it through some mutual friends. And we became pretty good friends of this band called Air Traffic Controller out of Boston, Massachusetts. And if you've never heard of them, pretty much every Bose speaker commercial from 2016 to 2017, their music was on those commercials. So if you don't recognize the name, you would recognize their tunes. So I would encourage you guys to go listen to them. But we became friends of this band, and we'd heard about the house concert thing in the past, and I started floating around some ideas with them, and they were like, well, Ricky, we would love to do this. So nonetheless, they came and played a show in October of 2016, and it was a blast. At that time, I did not know how to promote shows. I did not know how to talk to promoters or band management. I had no idea, so it was just really, I just dealt with the band. They came, and we didn't do another one for a whole year. And we did one last September of 2017. That's when I felt that things really took off. And after that, it seemed like we were doing this every 2 months. And it's almost like, you know, if we have these shows, and then the next morning, it's all surreal. It's like, wow, did that really happen? It's almost like a dream. But the itch to throw another one just keeps coming back. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, I'll talk to my wife. I'm like, look, Polly, I want to do another house show, and sometimes it's against my better judgment, but it's so fun. It's almost like a drug.
Yeah, you got to talk about that energy. I mean, it's so intimate. You got to share the experience of that. I would love to experience it myself, because you up close, and you get that personal touch almost.
I would love for you to come, Wylil, and for the record, I'll put you on the guest list for the next show if you want to come.
Okay, sounds good. And then let everyone know where they could go and purchase tickets.
Okay, so you guys can find us on Facebook, Nance Life Lounge, and Nance is N-A-N-C-E, and then Life Lounge. Follow us on our Facebook page, and then you'll be up to date on all of our future shows and the things that we're doing at the Nance Life Lounge. So concerts isn't the only thing we do. We just started this thing in the last couple of weeks called Lounging at the Lounge, where I'll have musicians and artists come over. They basically sit down with me in my living room in chairs, and we just kind of chat. We just talk about their influences, their goals, how they got into music, and not just about music, just about their life. About, you know, one thing that's shocking to me is that you think a lot of these people are rock stars because you hear them on the radio. You hear their show, or you hear their music on television shows, but a lot of these guys have real day jobs. So they don't view themselves as rock stars. They're just really just normal people. And so lounging at the lounge, we kind of just sit and chat, kind of like how we're doing now.
Nice, nice. Now, what has been your biggest challenge so far?
My biggest challenge so far, and I think always my biggest challenge, is getting the bands that I want to hear in my living room. So when I try to curate the music that comes through the Nance Life Lounge, it always has to be a musician or a band that I personally love. So whereas a lot of booking agents and promoters, they just want to sell tickets, so they'll just book whomever. But if someone comes in my living room, I have to have a genuine love for their music. And so the biggest challenge for that is I always make a list of the music I like, and I'll start reaching out to agents and management, and sometimes those people are pretty hard to deal with. So they have a lot of demands, and sometimes their demands are just unrealistic for me. So that's a challenge for me, and it's disappointing at times, but it always seems to work out in the end, where I do have an artist come in here that I love and that I know that other people will love. Many of the shows we've had here, it's when people come to see these musicians, in many cases they have never seen that person live before or even heard their music. And watching these people, you know, swing their arms and dance and have fun, it's a really cool experience for me.
Nice. Now let's talk about a little bit more. We don't have to name names, but let's say it's a group coming through town, a band, ABC. What would you do first? How would you get started to reach out to them?
It normally starts out with emailing their booking agent. If I don't hear back, because a lot of booking agents, you know, they're dealing with big venues, like, for example, like the Tabernacle or Lakewood or Verizon Wireless Amphitheater up in Alpharetta. So when they hear someone say, hey, do you want to play a house show, I think that they don't take me serious. Some do, though. Some do, and then they'll kind of inquire and ask some questions. And then in some cases, I've met the band just by going to a lot of shows. So I'll ask them to their face, are they interested in doing something like this? And in one case, we had this band called Grizzfolk. I'll just go ahead and say their name, it's fine. They share the same stage with Bastille. They toured all around the world. They have 2 million Spotify listeners per month, so they're big. And I met them at a show and told them what we're doing and told them, hey, if you're ever interested in doing something like this, just give me a shout. And I just left it at that. And about 9 months later, I get a Facebook message asking, and it was a band, asking if they could play at my house because they were wrapping up their East Coast tour and wanted to come through and play a show.
That has to be exciting.
That was thrilling for me. That was really cool because that band in particular is one of my favorites.
And I have to ask a tough question. How do you not get discouraged? You're sending out emails. People may not get back to you. You mentioned some of the demands that's unreasonable. How do you not get discouraged and keep going?
Sometimes I do. I do get discouraged. For example, there's one band that is one of my favorites that played a show this past June that I had been trying to get booked since last October. And the management team was just really hard on me and making unnecessary demands, in my opinion, unnecessary demands. And so I did get discouraged, and I almost just said, screw it, you know, I'm just going to try to find someone else. But I stayed the course and kept going after it and ended up getting them. And but to answer your question, I do get discouraged sometimes. But when I get discouraged, I kind of use it as fuel to keep going after what I want. And it works out sometimes, and sometimes it doesn't.
Okay, because I've seen the pictures, and it's a beautiful, beautiful setup that you have. And I know sometimes people may say, well, what about a venue? You ever think about getting a venue?
I would love to do that at some point. I think that's a matter of just building a great team around me with smart investments and people who know what they're doing inside the music industry. But that is definitely a goal of mine in the future. But right now, I think we're having a lot of fun doing this because no one else is doing anything else like it. So for the time being, I'm enjoying this. But to answer your question, I would love to do something like a real music venue in the future. Absolutely.
Because I think you might find your personal niche. You know, it's nice and quaint, and you're the only one doing it. So definitely keep pushing it. Yeah.
It's really neat. It's really neat. So.
All right, now, any advice you want to share with the listeners going to so many concerts, being around so many bands, any kind of advice, anything you want to share?
Yeah, you know, I think my biggest advice for someone that goes to concerts and enjoys music is when the show's over and you see those artists over there at their merchandise table or mingling, don't ever be afraid to walk up and say hello. They really thrive off of that. They love it. And it makes them feel that their music is touching their fans and getting out there. So just go talk to them, because you never know. Because the next thing, you can become good friends with them.
Yeah, so true, so true. Yeah. Any closing remarks? Anything else you want to share?
Well, we have a show coming up on October 3rd. It's a Wednesday night. We typically try to aim for Friday, Saturday nights, but this particular band, they're called the Rocket Boys, and they're out of Austin, Texas. They've played all your South by Southwest music festivals, toured around the world. They've been in television shows like Glee, and numerous others, and have opened for just tons of bands and musicians that you've heard of before. But they have a break on their tour October 3rd, Wednesday, and they will be coming through the Nance Life Lounge to play a fully plugged-in set.
Nice.
Yeah. So, and tickets are $25, but that includes, you know, talking to the band, hanging out, and really, like I said, that ticket price gives you a concert experience that you're not going to find anywhere else. So I really like to think of ourselves as the best-kept secret in Atlanta.
I agree. I definitely agree. And for anyone that's just tuning in, let them know where they could go purchase tickets.
Go to Nance Life Lounge, that's N-A-N-C-E, Life Lounge, on Facebook, and give us a like, and from there on out, you will be notified on any upcoming events, and we hope to see you there. But yeah, we have one, like I said, October 3rd. We have another one November 3rd, and they tend to happen every month or two, so it seems lately they're happening more rapidly because more people are reaching out, and a lot more musicians and artists are interested, so because they're starting to hear about it as well. So please give us a like on Facebook, and I hope to see you guys.
And before I let you go, we have to talk about your wife, all the help and all the support and all the encouragement I'm sure she giving you. Let's mention your wife's name again.
My wife's name is Polly.
Polly.
Yep. And you can't miss her. She has pink and rainbow color hair. And she is my right hand. I can't say right hand man, but she's my right hand woman for sure.
Better not.
Yeah. I think she's listening. So hey, Polly.
Right. Hello, Polly. All right. Well, if nothing else, I'd like to thank you for calling in.
Yeah. Well, thank you for having me, Will. And like I said, I will be reaching out to you because I would love for you to come see a show and witness this in person. And as for your listeners, like I said, find us at Nance Life Lounge on Facebook. And I hope to see you guys.
Sounds good. We're going to go to a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back on Downtown Hot Radio.
Hi, this is Ms. Truth from Atlanta, Georgia, and you are now listening to The Real Rap Radio Show with Walil Archer.
Hi, this is the author Michelle Kershaw from Columbia, South Carolina, and you're now listening to The Real Rap Radio Show with Walil Archer.
Hi, this is author Anitra Hill from Hampton, Virginia. You're now listening to The Real Rap Radio Show with Walil Archer.